And after Ashrei, we have the five Halalukas, which according to the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, the main ones are the third and the fifth. So if you have to skip around because there's time constraints, you got to make sure you take the third one. The fifth one's the last Haluka of all of Tehillim, so it's considered like it's a big thing to say it. Also, it's short, sing it. So if you're running short on time, you say Ashrei and those five Halalukas to the end. That's what Rabbi Yossi calls Ikar of Psukei Dezimra. After that, Vayivarech David, there is a custom to stand to show that it's important. And there's also a custom to give tzedakah, so a little cute tzedakah box, as you're saying, Va'osher Va'kavod Fanecha, talking about how God gives tzedakah, so we give tzedakah, to kind of to wink to Hashem that He should give us kindness. And in general, it's always good to give tzedakah. It goes to a really good cause. Even during Chazarat HaShas, it's a good thing to give tzedakah. So, Vayivarech David, give a little tzedakah. After that, we have Az Yashir. So, the Mishnah Berurah writes that, this is actually pretty crazy, the Mishnah Berurah writes, anyone, you're supposed to actually imagine as if you're crossing the sea when you say Az Yashir. And it says that if you say it b'simcha, all of your sins are forgiven. So if that's my last name is Besimcha, so we could say it together, and then we'll get all our sins forgiven. The idea is that you're supposed to be doing it singing and joyously. That's why a lot of Sfaradim have the custom to chant it as if you were laying it. I'm sure some of you did it in camp. There's a question that comes up. We know that in general we're not supposed to mourn over when we don't celebrate the downfall of even wicked people. Right? That's why, for example, on Pesach, we don't say the full Hallel, because I know we're celebrating, but we shouldn't be happy when people are dying. Like, that's not appropriate. So how is it that we're singing and dancing over the Az Yashir, which is basically the downfall of the wicked Egyptians? And how do we understand that? Why are we supposed to be so happy? So the answer that I like is that if you're singing it like an outsider, like somebody who's just talking about, oh, a long, long time ago, some people died. So then it's not appropriate to talk about the death of others. But if you're like the Mishnah Berurah says, imagining as if you yourself were crossing the sea, as if you yourself, your life was just saved, so then you can actually, at that moment, you're not just like the guy who walks in and sees that everyone's celebrating, but you are actually the guy celebrating. Your life was just saved. You just split the sea. And then you're not just celebrating the downfall of the wicked, you're celebrating the salvation of Hashem. In any case, the idea is to imagine as if God is taking us out of our personal straits, our personal Az Yashir, whatever we're going through, and we're dancing us through that Yam Suf to Yishtabach land. Yishtabach, the main halacha to know is that we don't interrupt anything, no Baruch Hu Baruch Shemos, in all of Psukei Dezimra, especially in Yishtabach, no interruptions. And if you have to skip, you can skip to get to Yishtabach, because you want to be able to say Baruch Hu and the rest of the Tefillah with the Tzibor. So even if you have to skip Az Yashir, you should skip Az Yashir in order to get to Yishtabach with the Tzibor. And, in general, the best idea is that we should go slowly, maybe the chazans can slow down a little bit so that people have enough time to take Psukei Dezimra, slowly sing it nicely, and we can try to give each tefillah the kavanah that we deserve. Ashrei.